Yes, it is time for what's on Dave's mind today. And yesterday was a rough day for any Cowboy fan. I was certainly in a bad way yesterday. I was in a really bad mood after the game. And something has been going on at my household that put me in an even worse mood. And I had to actually go to the store today and purchase something that I had vowed I was never going to purchase. You know, earlier last week, we had the segment of ticket apologies.
Yes.
And I apologized for the
Dr. J's
son ticker.
PP ticker.
Yeah. This is not an apology, but this is an admission of defeat.
This is a ticket confession.
Yeah, I guess it's a ticket confession of sorts. So, because I don't do this on the reg anymore, I try to get some of my Radio Jones out via the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do one with our mutual friend Toby.
Toby of Deep Blue Something?
Yes, Toby of Deep Blue Something. And so it's kind of we drink beer and we talk about music and we goof off. And so I guess it was about 6 or 8 months ago on that program. And the reason I bring it up is because the Unticket actually grabbed this piece of audio and posted it on the Unticket. And so there were actually P1s that may be aware of this story that have no idea what my podcast is. But about 8 months ago, I talked about toilet training my cat. So about a year ago, January of last year, I got a rescue kitten, you know, like a 3-month-old kitten for my daughter's birthday. She turned 8 and it was her dream to have a cat. So got a cat for her birthday.
And you named your cat Fiona Apple.
Yes, the cat's name is Fiona Apple. And I was hell-bent on toilet training the cat because I knew a girl who had done it. I knew it was possible. There were training tools that I researched on, you know, the internet. And I ordered one and I was like, you know what? I'm going to make this happen because I don't want to deal with the litter box.
It's a daily... It's a daily effort, man.
It's a beating.
Yeah.
It's a beating. And so I got this thing off of Amazon. It was called the City Kitty. And you would put it underneath the toilet seat. The toilet seat would lay on top of it, holding it in place.
Mm-hmm.
And you would put litter on it. And there were concentric circles that you would pop out like every other week. You would make the hole in the middle bigger.
Right.
So there's less litter and more just access to the toilet below. And so gradually my new kitten got used to it. Fiona Apple is doing great. And
the idea is eventually you remove the whole thing.
Right. And then they just know that that's where you go.
And now they're supposed to do both 1 and 2
yes.
in this thing.
Yes.
And what is the training process of... Because part of the ritual for the cat is, and it's instinctive, is to always cover up their
right
their mess.
Yes.
But if there's nothing as far as litter or sand or whatever to cover up, then are they conflicted to not have that sensation?
I guess. Because
or do they just get used to it and that's...
Well, you know, I had just a tiny little litter box, and so I started by putting that on top of the... You know, with the lid down on top of the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went to the City Kitty, and there's a brand of litter that you can get that's septic,
flushable.
That's septic safe, so you can just, you know, scoop it into the toilet and not have to worry about clogging your pipes or anything like that. So I had great success, and you know, I tweeted a picture of it. You know, I caught Fiona in the act.
Mm-hmm.
And grabbed by the
And I talked about it on the show, and it, like I said, it got reposted by the Unticket, and people were amazed. You know, the headline was Dave Lane teaches his cat to S on the toilet.
That was the headline?
That was the headline on the Unticket. And so, you know, I really was proud of myself and I was proud of the cat. Okay, so as you said, the idea is to eventually take the thing away and then they just know that this is their toilet and they do their business there. Well, I tried taking it away and it caused mass confusion. And suddenly I was finding piles of doo-doo in random spots in the house. And my life, there's two dogs in my house and the cat. And my life is a nonstop battle against animal waste. That they're either out to get me or they are just insanely stupid animals. And so I'm always having to clean up the tinkle and the doo-doo every day.
Every day? Your dogs?
Pretty much every day.
So you're back to the litter box. That's what you went to the store for.
So today, because it got to the point, there was a in the like the front room, there was a rug in there that basically it's a total loss. I mean, it was like a pretty nice rug, you know, like it was kind of a wool rug, wasn't anything too expensive, but it was okay, but it turned into a giant pee pad. Just all three would take turns doing it. And then I would, you know, spray this, urine spray that would supposedly have enzymes to, you know, get the smell out, whatever. And then so the cat would then dig it up. And so there's just fluff balls of this carpet everywhere in the house. And so I that rug was a total loss. But then she turned her attention to the nice rug in the dining room. And she found a corner that she liked better than the toilet. And so it was like a week's worth every day. And then I finally pulled it up and realized that not only had she been going number two, she'd been going number one, and there was a giant stain underneath.
What a beating, man.
And so I was like, that's it. I give up. You can have a stinking litter box, you dumb cat. So
that sounds to me like the cat's smart and won.
Yes, the cat won.
Maybe you're the dumb one.
The cat won, and I bought the litter box, and I bought the same brand of like the flushable litter, but it was it said it was for picky cats. It has like some organic ingredient that will attract the cat if they are if they have the habit of going elsewhere in the house. So I'm hoping.
My concern is this cat's had so much toilet instability
in its
short life that it's so confused it's just going to go wherever it wants.
I know. That's my.
Like you started out on litter box, you tried to move to toilet, and then it thought its place was rug, and now you're trying to get it to go back to litter box. It should. Because
and
in theory, that's
and
what
there
they
was
want.
Also,
they want that, and all that puffy cloud stuff, that's them scratching to cover up their doo-doo.
Yeah, there also, in the timeline that you mentioned, there was a period of time where it was next to the guest bed in the guest room.
Oh.
That I didn't realize that she had been sneaking into that room and opened it up, and it was just like it was elephant dung on the savannah.
So all of this changed the second you took the kind of temporary training litter bowl out of the toilet when you tried to go completely 100% toilet only.
Then I put it back and I added the litter back, but it was too late. She may be
ruined for life.
Yes, I'm afraid that I'm going to lose this battle for all eternity. But hopefully, when she has her beautiful new litter box, that she will do her business as she's supposed to, and then I will only be down to fighting two animals and their waste.
Well, Godspeed, brother.
Thank you so much.
All right.
I need your prayers.
And thoughts.